University Radio Nottingham.
Ty Tamper is apparently boycotting the Mobile Awards for reasons out of his control. I don't know what that means.
Wait, so how's that boycott then?
I don't know. How can you boycott if it's out of your control?
Is that like your mum telling him?
I don't know.
Is he being blackmailed or something?
Maybe he's getting blackmailed. I don't know. But is that for T-Mobile Award
that
nomination?
That sounds like it, doesn't it? Like, yeah, I'm boycotting it for like a really serious reason, but you're just not allowed to know what. But it's serious, though.
Like, he doesn't see it, like, in this letter, it's like, he posted a letter to his Instagram. He doesn't see it. It's a very, like, nice tone. Like, he's not really taking a dig at the Mobos. Like, he says, the Mobos is a ceremony I've grown up watching and take pride in. So I don't think it's anything against the Mobos, but he's just said that he's boycotting it for reasons out of his control.
How do you boycott it? You just don't go?
Yeah, you just don't go, I guess.
Wait, so stand outside in a chicken costume.
With a plaque.
Down with T-Mobile.
Is that actually boycotting then? Or is it just him not being able to go?
I don't think boycott is the word.
Yeah, maybe he had... Guys, he had serious FOMO, so he had to, like, do something.
He's going to the party instead.
FOMO at the MOBO.
Yeah, FOMO at the MOBO.
So, moving on, we're going to talk about our favourite subject here on the music show. Not Justin Bieber, but Kanye West, who recently had to end his gig early after losing his voice. He stopped the gig, and then he said, sorry, I can't give you a show if I can't reform. I'll give everyone a refund. I'll do better next time.
Hey, at least he's giving a refund.
Yeah, better than Detonate.
As far as I'm concerned.
So obviously the local festival in Nottingham, Detonate, got cancelled on Saturday last week.
Did you guys go?
Reasons. Yeah. Do you remember the reasons?
They oversold.
Well, there were a lot of rumours going on. So it started with someone getting stabbed, which didn't happen. But I think what actually happened was that
they
oversold tickets.
By 4,000.
Yeah. So they actually had to shut down the whole thing because...
I was in the tent when it happened.
Yeah.
And everyone thought that someone had been stabbed, and everyone was questioning why anyone would stab anyone else.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that there was a massive crush, and one of the fences came down at the back because, like, everyone at the festival wanted to be like in the one in the main tent.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, apparently there was a massive crush. They had to shut it down. Yeah.
So they oversold tickets and had to shut the thing at
eight.
Yeah.
Okay. So like
8:10.
And it's meant to go on till like
11.
So 3 hours early, and I think they're refusing to give refunds at the second. Although they think
Looking to give compensation is the word they use in their statement.
It means like reduced tickets for the summer. I reckon
that's pretty shabby. Yeah,
but like, we're just angry.
Yeah, fair
can't
enough.
Can't be Kanye, can they, don't they?
It got shut down, and Skepta wasn't even playing. We do have an interview this week. It was done by Katie Wilmot, and she sat down with Leo Stannard.
Do you guys know Mahogany Music?
Yeah,
Sessions?
Mahogany Sessions, yeah.
Yeah, so he's been very much like nurtured by them. So his manager is like the guy who founded Mahogany. And he's been working with him for the past like 5 years. So and now they're kind of like releasing him. Like he's only just started properly touring and...
Interesting.
But
interesting.
He's a popular choice with like the young girls.
So I was listening to him a lot today. I think he's got a very interesting sound. He's very like sort of folky acoustic. And let's hear the interview. Let's see what Katie had to talk about with Leo Stannard.
RN here, and I've got Leo Stannard, who's about to play at Bodega. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Good. You just had a show at Leicester, last night?
Night before.
How was that?
Very nice, yeah. Nice homecoming show, so it's good.
Yeah, because you're from Leicester. How was it? So how long have you been away from there?
I haven't played a show there for about a year.
Wow.
I go home every now and then, but don't get to go back that much, so it's nice.
I'm going to ask you like a really generic question that you've probably answered like a million times before, but what got you into music? Like, what's your inspiration?
I started playing guitar when I was 9 years old, and then started writing songs when I was 10, so I've kind of done it from a very young age. And it's just been a gradual evolution from there. Going to see loads of live shows when I was a teenager, and then playing in bands, and then playing on my own, doing loads of gigs myself. And it's just been a long kind of natural process.
So you've just been touring in Europe as well?
In Holland just before this tour, so yeah.
Okay. Sweet, how was that?
It's great. Yeah, the Dutch crowds are always very nice.
I was gonna say, like, was the crowd great?
Yeah, they're so nice over there. So I've done quite a few European tours, so I've kind of got a bit more of a reputation out there, so it's nice to keep going back to those same places. But this is very exciting for me because this is my first proper UK tour.
So exciting. So you're like headlining in Oslo? In a few days' time.
Wednesday, yes.
Are you excited about that?
I'm excited, yeah. It's going to be cool. So that'll be my biggest ever headline show.
How many people does it hold?
I think it's about 400. Yeah.
Have you got the same people opening for you?
I've got some guys called Koala who did a few shows with me before. So yeah, they're great.
Well, I was going to ask you, like, you know, what was your funniest story from when you were over in Holland?
My funniest story? Oh, God. I can hardly remember what went on. When you're touring, everything goes into such a blur. I had my 21st birthday in Amsterdam.
Oh, wow. That's
a lot of fun on that night.
That's a big birthday. I had my 21st birthday in New Orleans because I just did a year in Louisiana. So my 21st was there, so that was pretty crazy as well. Yeah. Actually, you've just been at BBC Introducing, haven't you?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, so I spoke to Dean when I was there. So Dean has been a supporter of mine for about 5 years now, since I was 16. So it's nice to kind of go back and catch up with him. Yeah.
Sweet. If you could collaborate with anyone, who would it be?
Yeah, there are loads of people. But a person I think is a great kind of popular songwriter at the moment is Sia.
Sia's one of my favourites.
So many incredible songs for other people as well, kind of Beyonce and Rihanna, and as a huge artist. And I love the work she did with 07 back in the day as well, so she's done loads of incredible stuff. I'd like to work with her.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
What is, like, your favourite music video that you've done so far?
Probably it was quite a simple one we did for my song Please Don't, where we're on a roof of this amazing building in London somewhere, and just kind of had a track going round, and it was like basically a performance based thing, but over the course of a whole day. So we'd go around and it was daylight, and then go around, it was evening, and then go around again and it was night time. So it was like, it felt, it was all kind of loads of camera tricks and everything, so it was quite cleverly done, but it was nice. That was a lot of fun.
Sounds like fun. So you started in Leicester.
Yeah.
And how was that kind of getting from a local kind of platform into something a bit bigger, into where you are today?
Long process. So I did loads of, I was in bands and stuff when I was about 13, so we did that, playing loads in Leicester and around the place. And then went solo when I was 15, 16. And again, loads of shows locally, Leicester, Nottingham, those kind of things. And then my manager found me when I was 16. And he runs the Mahogany Sessions. So he invited me to London to do a Mahogany Session, and that was kind of a platform to give it a wider audience, basically. And we went from there, and then I did kind of European tours and just bigger things, I suppose, more online things with bigger reach, and then kind of record labels start to get involved, and publishers and booking agents and all that stuff. It's a very gradual thing. It takes a while, but yeah.
Where has been your favourite place to perform so far, either in the UK or in Europe?
Amsterdam is always really good. I played there 3 or 4 times now, and it's just beautiful. The people are always amazing, the crowds, and the shows are great, and the city's a lot of fun.
Sweet. Okay, well, I think my time is up. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Well, I've said it now. But yes, it's been really lovely talking to you. Thank you so much, and I'm really looking forward to the show.
And right now, I thought it'd be a good time, well, to go to Jack for his review of the new Slaves album.
So, For those of you that don't know, on the 30th of September this year, Slayer released their second full-length studio album called Take Control. I'll start off quite easy. The album artwork was actually done by guitarist Laurie, and he put this... It's like a balaclava. I don't know if you guys know... Have you heard of Pussy Riot? Russian, like, all-girls band. Yeah, it's kind of... It looks a bit like their balaclava masks with some funky stuff in the background, and just put it up on his Instagram, and Isaac, the drummer, said, you know, that looks pretty cool, why don't we put it on our album cover? Anyway, it starts off quite cool with a song called, the first three tracks are called Spit It Out, Hypnotize, and Consume or Be Consumed. You heard Consume or Be Consumed earlier, and for me it's very, very, like, it was like very, like, of their time, like their sort of first album, I Satisfied, which came out last year. It's quite riff heavy, quite sort of overdriven heavy. They have, I mean, Laurie has a very particular sound. It's very overdriven, quite crunchy sound, which goes very well with Isaac's sort of like London, they're actually from Kent, so like London like sort of voice. Consume or Be Consumed was done with Mike D. Mike D produced the whole album, in fact, Mike D being an old Beastie Boy. I don't know if you guys like the Beastie Boys.
I know of the Beastie
Big fan
Boys,
of Beastie Boys.
I like the Beastie Boys. They also collabed with Baxter Jury on a song called Steer Clear. And Baxter Jury is the son of Ian Jury. Of course, Ian Jury of the Blockheads, very big punk band of the 70s. I like what the guys have tried to do. They've tried to bring in sort of a more bluesy edge. And the second half of the album, hopefully hear a song called Angelica, which is the penultimate song in the album, and Angelica and a song called PhD STDs. It might be STD PhD actually. I can't remember which way around it is, but it's got a lot more, like, it's got like drum pad sounds, and it's slowed down a lot, and it's a lot more complex guitar work than Laurie's ever done before. And I quite like the direction that they're trying to take the band in. They've got their old sound and they've got their new sound, so no one can really complain, in my opinion. And it's all about exploring the way they explore sort of politics. Is they lay down this, for me, it sounds like they're very anarchist and pro-anarchy, but it's more like controlled anarchy. They want to rebel against the system, but they want to replace it with something better, something that works more for the people, something that works more for the working man, rather than just old school punk, you know, rebel, anarchy, we want fire, down with the queen. I think it's a really great album to listen to the whole way through. You get about halfway through and the whole album flips in its head. I go check it out. It's pretty fun.
So you think they've done a good job. They've kept the fan base happy whilst experimenting with sort of a new sound.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back and listen to Are You Satisfied, they've got songs like Sugarcoated Pill, which is actually the name of their first EP. And it opens up with Don't Trust the Spies, They Are Government's Don't Trust the Flies, They're Government Spies. And that has very much continued onto their second album with some of their songs. It being quite a lot more complex, but they still have enough songs. Like, I mean, Rich Man is a great song to dance to. They still have enough songs that you can mosh to, that are fun to mosh to, as they do songs that are more poignant.
And is Angelica a bit more of a poignant song?
Angelica's a bit more of a poignant song.
So a bit more of their sort of new sound coming through on this one.
You're listening to The Music Show on URN.